With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Authorities have arrested more protesters in the January disruption of a St. Paul, Minnesota church service.
30 additional people are being charged over the January 18th anti-ICE protest at a St. Paul, Minnesota church that led to the arrests of Don Lemon, Georgia Fort, and local activists. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced that most of the protesters were already in custody. 39 people now face charges of conspiracy against religious freedom and interfering with the right of religious freedom. A lawyer for City's church praised the Justice Department for charging more people, saying the First Amendment does not give anyone license to storm a church and intimidate families. Protesters focused on the church after learning a pastor there is also an immigration enforcement official. I'm Jennifer King.
The Pentagon is cutting ties with Columbia, Yale, Brown, and others it accuses of wokeness.
The Pentagon will forbid members of the military from attending Columbia, Yale, Brown, and other universities starting next school year amid a campaign to cut ties with institutions that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth called factories of anti-American resentment. Hegseth announced the policy in a video posted to social media Friday, 3 weeks after he said the military was cutting ties with Harvard University. Without citing evidence, Hegseth said the universities have been breeding grounds of toxic indoctrination that undermine military values. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he's not happy with the latest talks over Iran's nuclear program, but has indicated he'll give the negotiations more time to reach a deal to avert another war in the Middle East. He spoke yesterday after U.S. envoys held another inconclusive rounds of indirect talks with Iran in Geneva. As American forces gather in the region, the president has threatened military action if Iran does not agree to a far-reaching deal on its nuclear program. President Trump saying the U.S. is also talking with Cuba and raised the possibility of a friendly takeover. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center looks at black families in America.
The study finds that African Americans are more likely than other racial groups to think of at least one non-relative as a member of their family. And black people who are religious are the most likely of all. Pew reports that roughly 60% of black Christians say they have a non-relative they consider family, compared to 53% of religiously unaffiliated black adults. The survey also finds shared faith is a key to who gets to be included in African-American families. Michael Harrington reporting.
It's been nearly 4 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and polls indicate that public opinion has remained relatively stable on abortion. 63% of Americans say abortion should be legal in all or more cases, compared with 36% who say it should be illegal in all or most cases. In 34 states and the District of Columbia, more people say abortion should be legal than it should be illegal. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jennifer King reports on the passing of a musical legend.
Neil Sedaka sold millions of records. The Brooklyn-born son of a Jewish taxi driver went to Juilliard and was recognized early on for his musical talents.
I started in the Brill Building here in New York, and we were taught to write hooks, catchy songs, memorable songs.
He teamed up with lyricist and high school classmate Howard Greenfield for hits that embodied an era of 50s and 60s teen innocence, like Calendar Girl and Happy Birthday, Sweet 16. He had another string of hits in the 70s, including Laughter in the Rain. He kept writing and performing into his 80s. Singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka died at age 86. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump says he's pretty much made his decision on whom he'll endorse in Texas' heated Republican Senate primary. Yesterday in Corpus Christi, he praised Ken Paxton, John Cornyn, and Wesley Hunt, also encouraging the theme of economy, energy, and security. More details at srnnews.com.